This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, now to Spain, which asked investors for a few billion dollars this morning in a bond auction, and the country got the money it was looking for, though at a slightly higher interest rate than the last auction. But there's another major sector of the economy in Spain in a desperate search for cash. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is in Madrid this morning as part of a tour of Europe, and he joins us now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, it sounds like you find yourself right in the center of the euro crisis storm today.
Yes, indeed. The Spanish banking system is now drowning in debt, and the worry is the Spanish government may not have enough money to keep the banking system afloat. What you've got here is a sort of bizarre setup. The banks and the government are propping each other up. The banks are buying the government bonds, and the government is pumping the money it's raised into the banks. As somebody said, it's like two drunks propping each other up on a Friday night.
Well, Stephen, let me ask you, you've been traveling all over Europe on this tour that you're on right now. Have you seen different attitudes about the crisis in different places that you've been?
Yes, in a sense. It's a pub crawl, Jeremy. Let's call a spade a spade. I've been to five different bars in five different Eurozone countries to find out how people feel. And in the countries that have been the worst affected economically by the crisis, such as Ireland and Greece, people really are drowning their sorrows. But what I would say overall, there is a kind of calm. People are numb. The crisis has gone on for such a long time. It's just there in the background. They're just not focusing on bailouts and bond sales. And the big question is this the calm before the storm?
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in Madrid, who, when we asked him to cover some liquidity troubles in Europe, he seems to have taken us literally. Thank you, Stephen.
I'll say cheers to that, Jeremy.